All right, let me compliment Lauren Uran for just a moment. I told Sean Horn last week, yeah, this is the mothership. I love KDK Radio. It's been taking care of my children and me for decades. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else, the Odyssey brand. We're streaming live on Facebook on their Facebook page, but they're doing a really lot of cool stuff now. A podcast that I'm going to maybe make a guest appearance because I just want to hang out in the office one day in a couple of weeks. And also the Medicare Minute that I heard you do the other day, early one morning on your Facebook page at MediConnect. I learned so much in that 60 seconds. I thought, do they even really need me anymore? So congratulations, another asset to let people know why you are the leader when it comes to information, when it comes to healthcare, but especially Medicare. Job well done.
Well, thank you, Rob. And again, we have to give a lot of credit to Sean.
Yeah, man.
You know, him changing his role over and being able to focus on a lot of these things has just been making it more streamlined and available. And that's, you know, our main focus is to educate. You know, kudos, pat on the back to Sean, you know, for getting all of this up and going. I will lend my voice anytime, but it's been a great journey. You know, even just for me this past year, I hit my 1 year at MediConnect in the beginning of this month. So
only because people like me need to know this. How many takes did it take for you to do that?
Which one was it? I've been doing them all in about two or three.
That's good. That's good. It would have taken me longer because you were so succinct and precise. I thought, my goodness, that's like spot on.
Well, again, usually I'm a quick talker, right? So
yeah.
My biggest thing has been fitting it into a minute.
Right.
So I was coming out at like a minute seven, a minute six. So that's what the additional takes were for, which again is a little rare for me to not wrap it all up in that time. So.
Can I tell you how we're on the same page? I have the script in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize, but that's exactly what you wanted to talk about to begin
that
the show.
That is exactly what I wanted to
so
talk about today.
I'm plugged into MediConnect throughout the week, just like all of us are, because they do such great work. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Advisor standing by until noon, MediConnectInsurance.com. It's all yours. Lauren Uran, go ahead.
Well, good morning, Rob. And like you were stating, one of the things that we really wanted to touch upon today is just that we're continuing to build out our content library with video podcasts, Medicare in a Minute programs, a lot of great stuff coming out there. And, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit later about our Facebook page too, but just some really great things that are coming out that are really, like you said, that, you know, you can click on it for a minute and learn more in a minute than maybe even, you know, a full-on appointment, you know, if you just need that general information. And then also we're going to explain all the different formats where you'll be able to connect with MediConnect throughout the show as well. So to start, I did want to talk, Sean had written in here for me, a review of Casablanca. So last Sunday, I got to go see Casablanca in theaters. I don't know if you're aware of this, but Turner Classic Movies
yes.
will do, you know, some of the classic movies on the big screen. So Casablanca was chosen, of course, for it being its 80th anniversary. It was released on January 23rd, 1943. So actually, this is the second time I got to see it in theaters. I went for the 75th anniversary as well when it came through. But, you know, one of my absolute favorite movies, definitely in my top five. And, you know, the classic story, Humphrey Bogart, Ingrid Bergman, won three Academy Awards, but, you know, is very much highly regarded in the movie community as one of the, you know, best films ever created from a cinematography aspect, from an acting aspect. And, you know, that classic song that goes along with it, As Time Goes By.
I know. And you know, the amazing thing about Ingrid Bergman, and of course, Claude Rains was in that, who
yep.
made a name for himself in The Invisible Man. I know, hard to believe you couldn't see him, but he actually got a critic acclaim for that. But Humphrey Bogart was born in 1899 and he died in 1957, was married to the much younger Lauren Bacall. When you think about his body of work with Warner Brothers and when he and James Cagney and Edward G. Robinson were doing what they're doing, he died a very young man, and he did a lot. Maltese Falcon, African Queen with Katharine Hepburn in such a short time. You could only wish that the cancer wouldn't have taken him, and if he would have lived, say, another 15, 20 years, who knows what he would have done.
Oh, who knows what he would have done. Maltese Falcon, too, is one of my other favorites, and it's neat to watch that movie and then watch Casablanca because a lot of the cast actually is in both films. So it's a pretty neat experience. But, you know, just getting to go there and see it on the big screen, you know, for me, I'm such a classic movie lover. And, you know, I wasn't around to see those when they debuted in theaters, right? It just takes that movie to a whole new level to go there and see it on the big screen. So I unfortunately did make my boyfriend sit through it as well, which I don't think he enjoyed it as much as I did. But, you know, it's just it's such a wonderful experience. So, you know, keep an eye out for those classics coming in because I absolutely loved it. So
now, and they also, from what I understand, Ben Mankiewicz, who is a host on mm-hmm. Turner Classic Movies, does like a little prelude or a close or something at the theaters too.
They did have a prelude. It wasn't Ben Mankiewicz, because I've seen him many, many times, and I believe his father was a director as well, right?
Yes.
And, he does host a lot of things for the Turner Classic Movies now that Robert Osborne had passed away, who was their lead anchor.
So you and I are like connected as kindred spirits. I can definitely listen. That is a great movie.
Oh, wonderful.
One of the best closing scenes of all time. Here's Look at You, Kid, and all that good stuff.
There's my thing. Every time I watch the movie, I get a different feel about it. Like, sometimes I'm mad at Humphrey Bogart at the end. I'm like, what are you doing? Sometimes I understand where he's coming from, you know, but I do. I get something new every time I watch that film.
It's great stuff. Okay, what's next?
All right. So before we get into Medicare, let's have a little bit of fun this morning. So again, it's March 18th. Let's take a look back at some historical events from this day in history so that you can impress your dinner guests and party friends tonight, right? So back in 1965, Soviet cosmonaut astronaut, I always have to stop at the pronunciation, Alexei Leonov became the first man to walk in space just days before Americans were able to do the same. Happy birthday to Bonnie Blair, the decorated American speed skater who was born a year earlier, 1964. In 2009, I remember this pretty good, the Federal Reserve buys back about $1 trillion in treasury bonds and mortgage securities to get more money moving in the economy off of the fallout of the housing market crash caused by subprime lending. And I remember this especially because I graduated high school in 2006. So this is when I was in college and everybody's like, what's going to go on? Tuition rates going up. It was definitely, you know, kind of what the fallout from like COVID and inflation and everything that's gone on in the last like 2 or 3 years here. It really, you know, takes me back to that time as well. Then also Grover Cleveland, the first president to serve two non-consecutive terms, was born in 1837. This is a cool one. Definitely near and dear to my heart. 1931, Nevada legalized gambling. So this is a big time of year for Las Vegas with March Madness currently underway. Rob, have you been to Vegas?
Oh, yeah, a couple times.
Yeah, me too. I love it.
I was there like in the old Vegas in the 70s.
No way.
When Red Fox was like performing at the Hacienda Hotel, which was like a throwback to like, you know, Bugsy Siegel and the mm-hmm. Gold Nugget and the Sands Hotel. And then I was there a handful of years ago, 07, stayed at Caesar's Palace, and it was like as beautiful and as fun as ever, but it's a totally different place now.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I was most impressed, you know, I had been to Vegas several times for work, for personal, and the last time that I went out there for personal, we went to the Grand Canyon. Wow, amazing. And then I made my parents, they actually went to Vegas for a work conference for my dad, and I was like, you have to see the Grand Canyon. So they went, they loved it, but they went during COVID. And it was right at the height. So when they were flying back, it was when all the flights started canceling. And that was the only time they've ever taken a trip without the three of us.
Never again. All right. Listen, tell them about where you're going to be as far as the seminars. Then we'll come back and we have a lot more to get to. But remember, if you're listening right now and you have any questions about your Medicare coverage or you just need some things handled because we still got that enrollment period until the end of the month, March 31st, but it's almost here. Call us at 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, or you can call them directly because we've got live advisors now until noon at 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Go ahead.
All right. So seminars coming to a location near you, March 21st, and these will all be at 6 p.m., Oakdale Community Center in Oakdale, PA, March 27th. Baldwinboro Library, March 29th, Marriott Erie. So we're going to be going on up to Erie. I'll be hosting that one, Rob. And then April 5th, West Meeting Center in West Elizabeth, PA.
All right. Again, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334 or MediConnectInsurance.com. All right. Lauren Uran is back there. Tell them what period we are in right now before we do the trivia question and why people may want to call MediConnect at 888-818-6334 today. Lauren?
That's right, Rob. So we are in the open enrollment period with Medicare, which lasts through the end of this month, March 31st. And this is where consumers can either change from Advantage plan to Advantage plan, or you can drop an Advantage plan, pick up a prescription drug plan, return to original Medicare. And if you're looking to go onto a Medigap plan, that could be doable as well at this time. So it's really important. You got 2 weeks left to kind of take a look. If you haven't taken a look at your plan, I was going to talk about this a little bit later too. But if you haven't taken a look at what's out there, right? If you haven't checked your medications, I literally met with a lady this week and her medications on another plan, we're going to save her $800 a year. However, and we were just talking about this with you a
Absolutely.
Little bit off air,
right.
You know, she loved her plan and it was a good plan that she was on. She didn't want to change. But again, there was a huge cost saving. This one medication was costing her a lot. So we found her a coupon for this medication on GoodRx, which was going to significantly lower her copay down to like $40 a month where it was costing her a couple hundred dollars. So when we were able to work that out, all the other medications that she was taking to that point were actually covered less costly on the plan that she was on than any other plan. So just because we were able to tweak that one drug, we were able to keep her on our plan and, again, make her have a $800-$900 savings per year. So it's really important to take a look at these things. Again, 2 weeks left and then we're in lock-in. So a lot of people can't look to change plans until we come back to that open enrollment or annual enrollment period in October. So really important. If you have any questions, if you want to review, you can just do a quick, you know, 15-20 minute review over the phone with one of our advisors that are standing by. Give us a call, 888-818-6334. And we'd love to talk to you, see what we can do, see if we can help you.
All right. Again, it's time for our trivia question. And remember, 412-922-1020. First person that calls 412-922-1020 wins that gas card. Go ahead.
All right. So we're going to get that gas card out to the first person with the correct answer. Today's trivia question. Allegheny County ranks as third most dense population in America for baby boomers per capita. So again, that's why we are here, right? But Pittsburgh, however, ranks first in the country for these types of business with 12 per 10,000 residents. What kind of business are we speaking of? And to pitch our Facebook page, if you're a friend of MediConnect Insurance, MediConnect PGH on Facebook, we do drop hints on Friday. So there's a hint out there to the answer to this question. But the question is, Pittsburgh ranks first in the country for these types of businesses with 12 per 10,000 residents. What kind of business are we speaking of?
All right. If you think you know it, 412-922-1020. Tell them what they're going to win.
They're going to win a $15 gas card from our trivia answer today, and we will get that out to you Monday morning.
All right. We're going to get to a segment we call The Boardroom. Lots of stuff that we need to cover concerning MediConnect. So why don't we get started?
All right. Rob, one of the things that we like to do here in The Boardroom is get out any information that's going to be relevant towards Medicare, towards breaking news. And we actually have a lot to discuss today. You know, not sure Medicare has ever been talked about this much in the news. So a few different things. First thing I wanted to talk about was the Medicare final notice. So this is due at the beginning of April. And what is the final notice anyways? Again, you know, we have all these phrases and all these different entities of the government, but CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or the federal government, it's a requirement that they update yearly the Medicare Advantage payment rates. So they're going to take a look to make sure that everything is set. And why do they do this? So the reasons for the changes this year are over inflation adjustments. And then also they have to adjust a risk adjustment for Medicare recipients, right? So if you're on a plan and, you know, we know cost of drugs, cost of health insurance always rising, correct? So they need to make sure that they're paying these plans appropriately to give you the care and coordination that you would need. So this ensures payments are accurately reflecting what it costs for your care. And this annual adjustment is looking to potentially be at a 10% increase for the year 2024. So again, that could be a large increase. We'll have a little bit more on that for April. But, you know, what does this mean actually for Medicare beneficiaries? And really, truly, you know, all the research that I did on this, it truly stands for stability. Because they want to make sure that they're able to maintain these plans, right? There's over 70 Advantage plans in Allegheny County alone. So there's a lot of things that go into this. And, you know, from my carrier side, right, there's a lot of things that Medicare or CMS looks into, such as stars ratings, right? That's how the plans are rated. And there's tons and tons of different factors, customer service, coordination of care, are your drugs covered, all those different types of things that go into this. And CMS itself actually regularly performs audits with all these carriers. In my past history, actually, my first role, I was actually a part of a CMS audit So they choose something different within the health plan to look at, usually multiple things, to make sure they're being done properly, but then also do any adjustments need to be made from Medicare. So when I was a part of one, it was actually on payments to the agents and commissions and how we paid to the agents. And they would take a pool of numbers and I'd have to pull all the appropriate information for them to send back, make sure we're doing things on the up and up, but also make sure it's still appropriate and still, you know, cost effective. And one of the other things that we're seeing a lot out there is when we are working with you to come onto a Medicare Advantage plan, one of the things that the carriers are asking us to do is complete something called a health risk assessment. And it's usually a 20 or 30 questionnaire of questions regarding your health and how your health is. And what the really cool part about, you know, filling this out is, you know, maybe you're wonderfully healthy, and I hope everybody is, but we know that's not always the case. And what they're doing is they're identifying, you know, potential issues or potential care that you might need. And again, for folks that might be in a higher risk category, they're actually even going to associate a care coordinator or a care plan with you to help make sure you're getting the care that you need. I mean, I've seen these care coordinators, even, you know, somebody that has diabetes, reaching out, making sure they know, you know, how all their medications work properly. Because, you know, I've been doing this 12 years, Rob, and still, you know, insulin and different medications, diabetes can be a very confusing, you know, to get your coordination of care in place. So they're going to assign somebody with you to help you through that process and make sure you're getting the most out of everything, and maybe even try to get you off of a medication if that's potentially helpful to you.
We have a winner, Peter from Crafton. So congratulations to Pete, one of our favorites, calls on a regular basis. So congratulations to Pete from Crafton, a winner. And here is the correct answer, and that's the reason why he's going to get the $15 gas card.
All right. So, Pete, thank you, and you got to stop by. We're over in Crafton, too, so you're in our neck of the woods. So the question, today's trivia question, Allegheny County ranks as third most dense population in America for baby boomers per capita. Pittsburgh, however, ranks first in the country for these types of businesses with 12 per 10,000 residents. What kind of business are we speaking of? And that is bars.
Our kind of place.
When I saw that answer, I was like, yep, I knew that. You know, but it's just, you know, again, it makes me think of my days back in the bartending field, too. You know, Iron City and a shot, what, Boilermaker.
Right, yeah, right,
you know,
bumping
you
a beer.
Just gotta, it stems from just the culture of Pittsburgh and what we were founded on, what we were built on, that hardworking culture, going to have a beer and a shot after work, right?
St. Paddy's Day weekend.
It is. And parade was last weekend.
Here's a rite of passage. You know, I'm now 66, and I have a son who's going to be 24 this month, and my oldest, 32 this month, already passed March 3rd, and my daughter's going to be 22. So the conversation with my 23-year-old son, they were getting that designated driver, and he and a bunch of friends were going to McFadden's last night.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I thought to myself, when he was just a little boy sitting, as we were grocery shopping, in that cart with me,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't even imagine him being a few inches taller than me now. And I'm talking to him about, make sure you don't drink and drive. Make sure you don't do this. Don't go anywhere alone. And he's like 6'6", 220. Nobody, he's a gym rat. Nobody's going to mess with him. But it's like how times just change. But there are certain time true traditions in Pittsburgh, like St. Patrick's Day, that people never miss. It's a cool thing.
It is such a cool thing. And again, we've got the bars to supply it too, correct?
Absolutely, no doubt. Listen, before we go to break, please tell them where the seminars are going to be and how they can sign up. Lauren?
Absolutely. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the seminars as well. But if you're new to Medicare in the next 12 months, come check us out. Come spend some time with us. All these will be at 6 p.m. March 21st, Oakdale Community Center. I'll be presenting at that one, Rob. So come out if you'd like to come out and meet us and, you know, check out what we have to offer here from a Medicare education standpoint. March 27th, we'll be at the Baldwin Borough Library. March 29th, we'll be at the Marriott Erie Conference Center in Erie. And then April 6th, we'll be at the West Meeting Center in West Elizabeth, Pennsylvania.
888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334, or MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the Seminars tab to reserve your space. Don't forget, next hour, True Value Home Improvement Show, AAA Central's Talking Travel. Noon hour, Jessica Fest is here, Optilux Wellness Center. And then at 1 o'clock, Net Worth Financial Hour with Beth Andrews of Net Worth advisors. So lots more stuff still to come today on KDK. Join us for a comedy-packed night featuring Marty Griffin and Larry Richard. Big K Morning Show with Jimmy Crenn, March 22nd at the Oaks Theater. Plus special guests, new comedy talent, and surprise performances. All proceeds from ticket sales will support Feed the Need to benefit Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Tickets available at kdkradio.com right now. You know, we were just talking about, you know, we talk about Aetna all the time. We talk about Highmark, UPMC, all great. I'm a United Healthcare carrier, and, you know, we were talking to a friend of mine who lives in Florida, and she's my age, and she absolutely loves that insurance company. And you just told me something moments ago that I didn't realize. They're like number one.
They are the number one Medicare Advantage carrier by enrollment in the United States. So, again, they have the most Medicare eligibles enrolled under the United Healthcare umbrella. So I think it's one out of four Medicare beneficiaries has United Healthcare somewhere on an ID card, whether it's an Advantage plan, Medigap, or prescription drug plan.
That is absolutely fantastic. That's the stuff that you learn on this show. Don't forget, live advisors standing by. Never a charge for their services. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. So what's going on in New York City?
So in New York City, and this is really, really interesting to me. So in New York City, they're pushing all retirees to Medicare Advantage plans with Aetna. Why? 250,000 former city employees are being directed to Medicare Advantage plans, and the union members are frustrated with the leaders because of this contract. But it could happen in more places than New York. So again, the reason behind them wanting to move them is that care coordination, right, that we kind of talked about and touched upon when we were talking about the final notice. But cost-saving measures for those who want to stay on original Medicare will have to foot their own bills, and the Medicare Advantage plan, again, is much less expensive for the union to cover. Because, again, the Medicare Advantage plans, and we, again, touched on, like, the health risk assessments and all these different things. But the plans themselves, regardless of which carrier that it is, we were talking about Aetna, talking about United Healthcare, they are reimbursed by CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, per person, per plan, per month, right? And then we were talking about the health risk assessment surveys a little bit earlier, but when you have a diagnosed condition as well, that care might become a little bit more costly to the plan. So when that is diagnosed and put through to the plan, they actually get compensated at a higher rate because it's more expensive to manage your care. So again, New York City pushes these retirees to Medicare Advantage plans because of the cost effectiveness. It can happen other places. And I know, right, I want to say about 7 years ago, we saw this almost potentially happen with U.S. Steel. U.S. Steel, you know, is always kind of talking about doing something like this where, hey, we're not going to have the coverage available. And I can specifically remember, you know, back in my carrier days, we had some locations set up through some of the UPMC hospitals. It was specifically the UPMC McKeesport location that we had a line of 30 people wrapped around the door when that news article came out the next day at our event, which was pretty crazy and wild. So again, you know, we want to keep an eye on all of these different news stories that are breaking. And, you know, again, what does this mean for everybody? Again, not sure Medicare has ever been talked about this much in the news, but there can be a lot of mis and disinformation, too, surrounding these different topics. So we'll consistently keep you in the loop and explain how in the next segment. There's a couple different ways, you know, again, that you can follow through with us. So, Rob, we kind of touched upon this as well, but we're moving to a lot more accessible formats for the people of Western Pennsylvania so that we can ensure they're able to remain connected to MediConnect and top-rated expertise with all things Medicare. So seminars, we talk about these seminars every single week, but why are seminars so important for the planning purposes of the Medicare eligibles? There are tons of reasons. Coming out to one of these and just being educated on it is the biggest favor you can do for yourself. It's no cost, no obligation, just good information to come and sit through one of our seminars. And with these seminars, we're going to teach you what it is for Medicare Part A, Medicare Part B. We're going to teach you about the different types of plans, but we're not going to specifically talk benefits because, again, that's more of a one-on-one situation where we're looking then through doctors, through medications, through different things that are important to you specifically. And again, you can expect to learn a lot of information about how the Medicare program works itself. And these seminars typically last anywhere between 45 minutes to an hour. of your time. And again, that depends on how many questions that we're getting and different scenarios like that. But definitely come on out to a seminar. Give us a visit. We'd love to see you out there and educate yourself on Medicare. And I did want to give a shout out too to not just Medicare eligibles, but anybody that's maybe helping a family member or a friend through the Medicare process as well. Great to stay educated. I know that my parents, you know, they're not yet on Medicare, but they helped and had to attend to a lot of the needs for my grandparents as they aged. One of my best friends, again, helps her grandmother out as well. So whether you're somebody that is on Medicare or somebody that's helping another make those decisions, it's really important to keep yourself educated. And with that, you know, we have a couple other ways to remain educated. We have our new YouTube page. So if you go to YouTube and type MediConnect Insurance in the search bar, this is where those podcasts, Rob, that you're going to hopefully be a part of very soon in the future here, are going to be housed, as well as our Medicare in the Minute series, which I'm doing some of the voiceovers for, where we break down different parts of Medicare into one-minute segments so you can kind of sit back and learn at your own pace. And then also breaking news, staff introductions, everything going on in the Medicare world, and everything going on in the MediConnect world as well to keep you connected. Our podcasts, again, very similar material to what we cover on the radio show, just a virtual version. Because some folks maybe aren't waking up at 9 a.m. to hear the radio show. But we do, again, stream the radio show live on our Facebook. So you can go back and visit any of those as well on our website. And now, again, we'll have those podcasts available for you on YouTube. Medicare in a Minute, again, this was Sean's creation. I love it. I am, again, doing the voiceovers like you stated, but this is a wonderful idea because Medicare is so complex and can be extremely overwhelming. So we're breaking it down, again, into those one-minute bite-sized pieces to kind of help you learn about Medicare. Oh, go ahead.
No, finish your thought. Go ahead.
I was just going to say breaking news also is always occurring in that Medicare world, so we'll keep you in the loop of that.
All right, listen, we're going to tell you about these seminars. It's all about Medicare in the next 12 months, so you're going to want to check them out. How do you reserve your space? You go to MediConnectInsurance.com, click on the seminars tab, or call 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334, and here is where they are coming to a neighborhood near you.
All right, so March 21st, 6 p.m., Oakdale Community Center. I will be the host, so come on out and see me. Love to have you there. March 27th, Baldwin Borough Library in Pleasant Hills. March 29th, we'll be up in Erie on Peach Street at the Marriott Erie Conference Center. And April 5th at 6 p.m., we'll be at the West Meeting Center in West Elizabeth, PA.
All right, listen, we've got so much coming up to wrap up today's show, and we're going to get to that in just a moment. But explain what happens. Somebody calls today, sets up an appointment, never charged for your services. What happens when they show up to your offices?
Right, so you can show up to our office. We can come and meet you. Or, again, if you just have a quick question, we can help you over the phone as well. But we're going to sit down and we're going to assess your needs. We're going to look at what coverage you're currently on, take a list of your doctors, take a list of your medications, and we're going to take a list of things that are important to you. Do you travel? Is the plan that you're on now working outside of Western Pennsylvania if you do travel? What is important to you? Dental, vision, hearing? I see a lot of people, too, the decision between Advantage and Medigap plan, right? And some people, it's important to pay the cost up front and know that they don't have any out-of-pocket. They have nothing to worry about. Other people, I've seen millionaires want a $0 Medicare Advantage plan to make the savings
work. That's why they're millionaires.
So, and again, it's customized. It's going to be specific to you and your needs. And one of the things that we see a lot of, too, is, you know, husband and wife, one's getting ready for Medicare, one's not maybe there yet. And what are your options? Is a spouse still working? Do you still have group employer coverage offered? Is that group employer coverage, you know, again, as good as or equal to Medicare? Is that option maybe where one spouse comes off of it and it saves you a lot of money for them to go on Medicare? Will you continue to carry that? We've got penny plans out there, right? The Affordable Care Act, under 65 insurance, so we can represent those as well. But it can be a comparison of four or five different types of insurance for you even at that point. So we're going to walk you through that.
Let me ask you a question. Being I'm 66 and I'm not on Medicare yet, but when I do, and hopefully I, you know, make it a few more years and then I take the full amount as far as Social Security. How do you pay Medicare if you're on Medicare, but you're still working and not collecting Social Security?
Yes, that's a great question. So Medicare Part B is going to come with a premium in most cases for most folks. And that premium will be billed to you if you're not collecting Social Security. Typically, it's taken right out of your Social Security check. Most folks this year are paying $164.90, but there can be circumstances, again, based off of income where you can pay more or actually pay less. So in that regard, again, they're going to bill you quarterly. So for 3 months at a time. Now, you can, again, once that bill is initiated, call Medicare and set up auto payment as well. And then what happens to your first time, because they catch up for whatever quarter you're in, you can even be billed up to 5 months at a time. So we like to let our folks know that because, you know, if you're expecting, hey, I'm going to pay $164.90, and then you get this bill for five times that amount, whoa, that's crazy. And then for your actual plan premium, whether it be Medigap or Medicare Advantage, there's several options available to you from each of the carriers. Some allow, most of them allow EFT from your bank account or debit card. Most of them will do a paper bill, and they will also offer an option to have it taken out of your Social Security. But again, like you said, some people aren't taking that Social Security yet, so usually it's going to be monthly bill or, again, ACH through your debit.
888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Don't forget, when the weather turns bad, turn to the KDK Radio Storm Center. We'll keep you up to date with traffic delays, school closures, and important weather information every time we activate the KDK Radio Storm Center, brought to you by EV True Value and True Value Rental, Butler Transit Authority, and 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA Radio. Lauren Uran, Rob Pratt, back with more in a moment. Don't forget, live advisors now until noon. Set up that appointment. Never a charge for their services. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334, or MediConnectInsurance.com. All right, back for our final segment, the Inside Connection. MediConnect, of course, every Saturday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KDK Radio and streaming live on their Facebook page. Don't forget MediConnectInsurance.com for everything that you need to know. And as we wrap up today's show, once again, we want to make mention that we are currently in the final weeks of the Medicare open enrollment period. So if you need to compare your current plan against what's available on the market, now's the time to make the call for the appointment. And remember, never a charge for their services. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. And I know a lot of people, Lauren, are curious about their prescription coverage.
Prescription coverage is definitely in the top of the questions that we get. Again, if you haven't compared your coverage, if you haven't, and you know, we got a Google review. So we're up to 143 five-star Google reviews on our site.
Pretty impressive.
And one of the reviews that was recently left was kind of talking to the fact that somebody met with a representative specifically from a carrier, so they couldn't explore options outside that carrier. And it was very confusing, and they didn't know what they were getting. So again, if you're curious about your prescription drug coverage, if you're curious that you're getting the ancillary benefits that you need, such as dental, vision, hearing, over-the-counter catalogs, gym memberships, right? If your plan, if you like to travel, does your plan work to travel with you? And also, again, you know, do you worry about what your plan could cost if you're maybe admitted to a hospital, need surgery? Advanced imaging is a huge one. MRI, CT scans, you know, that's common practice for a lot of things, just to double check. And those can get very costly. Again, it costs nothing to have an apples-to-apples comparison. It takes less than 30 minutes of your time and making sure that you're in the best position for you. So, you know, give us a call. We've got 2 weeks left where we actually can, you know, offer you the gamut of what's out there in Western Pennsylvania. Over 70 Advantage plans. You know, if you've done a check, and I've had a couple people even come to me, Rob, this quarter specifically, where they got something new prescribed that wasn't originally prescribed to them when maybe reviewed their plan back in the fall. And if you give us a call, again, within these 2 weeks, we can help make sure everything's covered, because what you're at risk of is being stuck in lock-in till the next annual enrollment period if you don't take an assessment. And again, you know, we're going to apples to apples compare, see what benefits are out there for you. Doing research on 70 different plans, I don't care who you are, probably not a fun time. And it's going to take very much time, more than the 2 weeks that we have left in that open enrollment period, to kind of dig through everything. Also, you know, too, if you haven't reached out to us or liked us on Facebook, I definitely encourage you to take a look at our Facebook page, because again, we're going to have daily content coming that's fun and engaging, providing updates on seminars, what makes us top rated to our clients' eyes, getting to know the firm, getting to know the agents. You know, we do testimonial Tuesdays where we, you know, take member testimonials from the agents that they worked with as well. And again, waking up at 9 a.m. on Saturday isn't for everyone. Therefore, we want to make sure that you can get all the content you want whenever you want it at your fingertips. And as I mentioned, too, a whopping 143 five-star Google reviews. So if you're a client and you'd like to leave a review, you know, go for it. Also, if you'd like to check out some of those reviews and do your due diligence and research and working with us, you know, take a look. It's right there at your fingertips.
All right. Again, we're going to summarize today's show. But don't forget, they've got some seminars coming up. And here's how you can book your space. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, or MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab. But here's where they will begin on March 21st. Go ahead.
So March 21st, 6 p.m., Oakdale Community Center in Oakdale, PA. March 27th, 6 p.m., Baldwin Borough Library in Pleasant Hills. March 29th, 6 p.m., we'll be all the way up in Erie at the Marriott Erie Conference Center on Peach Street. And April 5th, 6 p.m., we'll be at the West Meeting Center in West Elizabeth.
So again, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Say you want to book an appointment to be a part of there, reserve your seat, or you can go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. All right, it's all yours.
Thanks, Rob. And again, money's tight right now, right, for everyone, including banks. So don't overspend on your healthcare in retirement. Give us a call. Let us do a apples-to-apples, no-cost review for you. 2 weeks left in the Medicare open enrollment. So again, if you haven't checked out the options for your area, for your zip code, give us a call and we can help you, you know, again, just by discussing those changes. And I had shared this a little bit earlier in the story, but, you know, I worked with somebody where we were even able to just tweak a drug with a good RX and they loved their plan and they were able to stay with their plan and just get that cost down for that specific drug.
How does a good RX work? I mean, Cost Plus, Mark Cuban, Amazon's getting into it, but the one that's so familiar is Good RX. How's that work?
Right. So you go on to Good RX and you can search your medication. It'll show you a cost analysis, and I always keep it open to every pharmacy. So sometimes there's a huge difference from different pharmacies and what their cost is for it. So if you just select your own pharmacy, that might also, you know, have an effect on what the cost is. So, you know, just myself the other day, I had a medication that was 50. I got it down to $8 with GoodRx. So you can go in there, download a coupon, give that to your pharmacist, and, you know, that will also, you know, counter some of the costs that you're seeing on maybe some of your Medicare drugs. Now, not every drug is available on there as well, right? It's the ones that they've worked to, you know, bring those costs down. But there's a lot of drugs still out there that are unfortunately very expensive. But again, that's where we come in to kind of help see where you fall into the donut hole, how you fall into the donut hole if you're at risk for one of those costly medications.
So explain to me why some of them are so different, like $200 to $300 swing difference. I mean, why is that?
So, Rob, you know, there's a couple different things, and it depends on the medication completely. But one thing I've seen is that injectable medications, right, are not held to the same bylaws as pill format. So if you have an insulin, for example, the patent laws are different. So they keep it at a brand name longer because you can't release a generic under them. So there's completely different laws surrounding those medications. And, you know, there's a lot of things that Medicare is looking into, even potentially in 2025, a cap on costs that all Medicare beneficiaries would be, you know, able to have, which would be wonderful and really help us out a lot with costs. But, you know, even just injectable to a pill form, that was one of my ladies that gave me a call. She had a medication, went to the pharmacy, $2,000 was what's going on here. She had changed from a pill form to something that was injectable prescribed by her doctor. And it was a case from where she was paying zero to where she faced a $2,000 charge at the pharmacy.
You know, earlier we kind of in jest said even millionaires want a zero copay. But here's the thing. Even if you are a millionaire, if you can save money on your prescriptions, then so be it. I mean, that's the land of opportunity and enabled you to be the person you are financially. And I look, everybody should get everything they can. And that's why they need to reach out to MediConnect, because they may be pleasantly surprised. More times than not, they are.
Absolutely. You know, more times than not, we can even, you know, help you save prescriptions, look at options for other plans. And again, we've got 2 weeks left in that open enrollment period. So the time is now. to review those benefits, because after the next 2 weeks, you may be subject to lock-in and you can't change till next year.
All right, 888-818-6334. So I guess the last thing we should tell you to do is to call that number and set up an appointment with one of their representatives. And remember, there is never a charge for their services. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. MediConnectInsurance.com. Always a great job from Lauren Uran. Lauren, thank you.
Thank you, Rob.
888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334, or MediConnectInsurance.com. Rob Taylor with the news at 10, then we'll nail down some home improvement projects on the True Value Home Improvement Show. Good morning.
Nothing's better than feeling comfortable in your own shoes. Maybe you're a parent raising a little rock star, or a tech nomad working from anywhere. Allbirds wants you to be comfortable in your actual shoes, too. Their wool runners, pipers, and loungers are so cozy, you might forget you're wearing them. And they're crafted from natural materials that tread lightly on our planet. So get comfortable in your shoes. Get to know the wool runners, pipers, and loungers at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.